Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM, share number 117. That's Bais Pnimi, share for men, share number 117. We're going to talk about a healthy path towards intimacy for your wife. Because intimacy is not just a woman's problem. There are roadblocks that husbands, men have that could create problem. Here's one of them. It's when her sexuality is equal to your maleness, which means as follows, that if you believe that your masculinity or your worth as a person depends on your wife's responses towards you sexually, then you're headed for trouble. Because a woman's sexuality is unpredictable. So relying on her desires for you to determine your self-worth or your abilities or your masculinity is not a good way to build a healthy security that allows healthy intimacy to grow. If your self-worth is totally dependent, and very often it's largely dependent on your ability to sexually fulfill your wife, then you'll feel pressured to achieve that goal, and your wife will feel that pressure too. A woman's sexual enjoyment is actually fulfilling to a man. B'teva, he enjoys watching his wife enjoying what he is doing for her. But to focus on that, to focus on getting her response in order to validate you, will decrease the pleasure for both spouses. It could destroy passion as well as intimacy. So again, to repeat that, because it's a very important point, sex won't be great when your self-worth depends on your wife's sexual responsiveness. And as a result of focusing on getting that response in order to feel validated, love, passion, and intimacy will be destroyed. And therefore, the nekuda generally is you go for less, not more. Your wife's sexual enthusiasm can be derailed if you're over-eager, especially if your eagerness is born. People, males, assume always that the eagerness in sexuality is just purely a taiva, which a lot of it is. You know, it's a hormonal pull, but it's also often born out of insecurity or the need to prove yourself. That's why we talked earlier, in earlier shiurim, about the lag behind rule. The lag behind philosophy is a very healthy philosophy overall when you're being sexually intimate with your wife, which means that you keep, if again, we're talking about b'teva for most males, that they're much more sexually intense than their wife would be, you have to keep that sexual intensity and activity just less than your wife's. And she will show more interest as a result. There's something they is termed in certain books, sexual anorexia, which is in a woman a response often to being force-fed sexually by an over-eager husband. You know, it's similar to like when you are giving food to young children. If you don't give them that much, they may cry for more. They're still hungry, they want more. But if you overload their plates, then they'll play with their food and they won't be interested in eating. Same thing over here. If you go overboard with your eagerness, she will lose interest. If you pull back, that will get her more interested. Not starving for it, but she'll be interested in it. Which means that also that when you are interacting with her sexually, you enjoy every inch of her body, generally speaking, before you go to those hot spots that trigger, you know, strong sexual responses. When you stroke her and you touch her, you do it not for the response that the touching produces. Let her be the one to invite more stimulation, and you ask her to that. You know, when you're ready, let me know and guide me to it. And don't resist when she does invite you. And respond to that invitation. But don't be disappointed if, you know, the response is slow in coming. It takes time. You work out a signal between each other to know when she's ready for more. So when you're not sure and you're interacting sexually, you err on the side of caution, of waiting a little too long rather than pursuing too soon. So again, it's very often with women, if you pursue too soon, and that over-eagerness could turn her off. She'll get overwhelmed by it. She needs more security and waiting to the point that she feels safe with it, and then she'll invite you. So, and if your instincts carry you away and you revert to pursuing her too fast and too intensely, as soon as you catch yourself, you back off as soon as you notice it. Once you see she's getting somewhat tense from it or not ready for it, then you pull back. By the way, this is the real healthy kevishas hayetzer or precious in sexuality itself. People make a mistake that precious sexuality is stay away from your wife. Some people, by shoivim, they go overboard staying away from their wives. Not healthy general approach. You be with your wife as much as she needs, you need. You work out a healthy, consistent schedule there to the that works for the both of you. But the idea of healthy precious is that even while engaged sexually, similar to when eating, when you're going to eat a delicious meal anyway, you just wait 5 seconds before you put the spoon in your mouth. Here is similar. You're going to enjoy the experience, and actually even more if you do this self-restraint. But this is self-restraint. So when you are lagging behind, when you're eager b'teva, and you're pulling back to give your wife that space so that when she's ready, that is also a kevishas hayetzer. That is a precious, but that's a healthy one that will lead to even an even greater pleasure. So we have to work towards avoiding these destructive relational patterns that happen. Very often people struggle with many types of things that affect their sexual life. Either there's discord or shame or control issues or anger or abuse or fear of abandonment that may have happened even before the marriage in teenage years with parents or friends or whatever it is that may block this closeness and hurt themselves sexually. So what's important is that you have to avoid that the need for your validation is spelled S-E-X. That's not where you get your need for validation. The releasing tension, that's okay. Help you feel good about yourself, that's healthy. To use it to open up, to experience love with your wives, and you use sex as a means towards that, that's all healthy. But, and here's the big but, when a man needs sex just to feel good about himself, then you go into unhealthy neediness there that holds back the enjoyment. You have to work very hard that you do not need sex for validation. Again, this is a little subtle because most men think that their need for sex comes from just the pure taiva of it. You desire your wife, you want to be with her. That all may be well true. But very often that need for sex is for validation. And that you have to work on. Work on that your self-esteem, you're not affected. Your self-esteem and your self-worth is not related to your need to please sexually and things like that, which will get you into that performance mode type of behavior that we talked about earlier. With some people, anger shows up when they are in that sexual realm. She resists the sex because he's pushing her to have it. And then he complains because she resists. And then his expression of sexual need makes her angry. And her lack of need makes him angry. And when both husband and wife, and sometimes they need an outside party to help them with this, but when they understand how anger is wrecking their relationship and they work towards reversing that destructive pattern, then the anger will move away and the intimacy builds and the sexuality in a healthy way will come back. When, unfortunately, both were sexually abused as children or teenagers, or one of them were, that could create problems that they have to resolve and go through. Very often, if anger is not used in the intimate realm, other people use control. Now, control may seem safer than anger. in protecting you from intimacy from your wife. In other words, when she wants you sexually, you find it difficult to respond, always with a valid reason, but it's causing you to drift apart. Control may block the sexual intimacy in many ways. So let's say your wife doesn't want to have sex with you because she's frustrated because you ejaculate prematurely. But on her end, and we talk on the ladies section with this, her refusal to work with you with it, to help you learn how to control it better, or to work together with it, that would help greatly. And this is part of communication, working through those type of problems. And if you need outside help, then you work with each other to get that outside help. Sometimes you may be controlling because you're afraid to be totally yourself in your wife's presence. There's a fear of vulnerability, where it's very difficult. You didn't feel maybe safe as a child or as a teenager, so you find it virtually impossible to be open and vulnerable during sex with your wife. And if your wife is more critical or lacks unconditional love, you may feel even more vulnerable. So you long for the closeness, but you don't want to risk letting it happen. So it's very important to open up and to develop the courage of vulnerability and to allow this to happen. Very often, sex is associated with shame, unhealthy shame. We're not talking about healthy busha or healthy tznias. We're talking about unhealthy shame, which interferes with healthy sexual passion in marriage. That is the idea. Some women, they feel so tense about it that they have trouble having relations after marriage. Their muscles contract, controls the opening of the vagina, and he can't penetrate. That shame, in one instance, came about in one study. There was a young girl who, she unfortunately came across her father's pornography, and she responded sexually to what she saw. And that created a large degree of shame in her, which made her close it off, thinking that it was bad and ugly. So when ultimately she got married, she also shut it down, not realizing it's coming through that. You know, that's why people are affected that way. You know, that's why parents have to be careful. You know, if a child becomes aware when the parents are carrying on their sexual relationship, it could affect some children in some way. These are not irreversible problems. They're healable problems. They're workable problems. By mistake, if a father wasn't careful, and he wasn't dressed properly, he may have been even naked or close to naked, getting ready to go to shower, and his teenage daughter, adolescent daughter, saw her father that way. You know, those type of things create a certain shame. It affects more people than others. Again, it's healable, all of this. All of these things, if it happened, it's healable. Work through it, and you can enjoy a healthy sexual life. So here are, in this year, we talked about a few very important points that's kedai to review, to get the guy, kedai to understand. This is something you work through. You do a spineness also, and you ask Hashem for help. But basically, the idea is that her sexuality, your wife's sexuality, has nothing to do with your maleness or your healthiness as a masculine man or your worth as a person. And you have to learn how to develop that self-esteem that has nothing to do with that. And that allows you to be more open. And again, the lag behind rule, go for less, not for more, and go at your wife's pace. Go at your wife's pace and do your best to feel healthy enough self-esteem that you do not need to have sex or your wife's responses to you sexually to validate you as a human being. Rather, focus on you are a healthy person. You don't need it as validation. You just want to have a healthy, loving relationship with your wife, which again goes without getting obsessed with her performance, your performance, and just being together. We talked about how anger and control could sometimes affect intimacy and excess shame, and we need to work through this to have this bond be the healthiest possible bond that it could be. Bracha v'atzlacha.